That's it. Slick as a whistle. Tomorrow we put the throw rugs back down, and we got something to live in another year.
A year, huh?
Boy, it's hard to believe we've been out here in California for a whole year.
It's been over a year, Dad. Katie and I have been married almost a year now.
By golly, that's right, you have. By the way, where's Katie?
I sent her for hamburgers. You didn't think I was going to do any cooking with all this mess going on, did you?
Oh. Hi.
Oh, hi, Katie.
Boy, I'm not hungry. I'm just hungry.
Babe, what's this?
The jelly donut. The jelly donut and chocolate donut.
Kate, is that all you bought? Just donuts?
Yes. Well, 2 dozen is plenty for 6 people. These are custard filled. I got some glazed ones. And there's some plain ones for people that don't want anything fancy.
Well, it certainly could be that. We had a rather peculiar dinner here last night. Donuts. Yes, just donuts. Bernie had 6.
7. He ate one of mine.
Make that 7.
I had 6. I'm not well.
Well, now we've got another one, Doctor. Chip. He had 6. All right. All right, Doctor. Yes, I'll come. Right.
What did the doctor say?
Oh, you know, Rob, he was just saying that when a woman is pregnant, she sometimes gets peculiar cravings, like a mad passion for donuts. And we just happened to go along with it.
I knew that. I didn't expect the whole family to get sick.
You guys just gonna let me stand here in the hall and die?
No, go in your room and die.
Come on, Chip, you better get back to bed. Tests are almost completed, so we should be in a position to give you a final decision by the middle of next week. Yours truly, Steve Douglas, and I guess that'll do it, Janet.
All right, I'll get these out right away.
Fine.
How's Katie?
Katie? Katie is just fine.
You're really excited about the baby, aren't you?
You know, I have to admit that I really am. Babies are being born every minute all over the world, but when it's your child, it's like a miracle.
It's part of the magic.
Yeah.
Has Katie decided on a doctor?
Oh, I didn't tell you, did I? She's getting a Dr. Roy Osborne. Now, he not only delivered Katie, he delivered Katie's mother. Now, that's the kind of experience that's a real comfort.
I should think so.
You know, Dr. Osborne said Katie is the healthiest girl he's ever seen.
No panic.
With Katie? None. I think Rob and I are in worse shape than she is at the moment. But if you need me, I'll be in O'Neill's office.
Mary, he's ready. You have never seen anybody more ready. We'll set it up for tomorrow morning.
Hello? Washington calling. Martha or George? Oh, come on now. Don't get your circuits crossed. No, he ain't here, but I'll take a message. Got it. So long.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Steve. You just had a call from Washington. D.C.
Oh, any message?
Yeah, they missed you at the office and wanted to make sure that you knew you had an appointment with some general.
That's General Stryker of the Air Force. He's their aircraft expert. He has to okay our new bracket assembly before we can sell it to them.
Well, if it's as good as you say it is, it ain't gonna be no problem.
I'm not so sure, Charlie. General Stryker has the reputation of being a real tough customer.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Katie.
Didn't know you were home.
No, I just got here. How you feeling?
Fine.
Good. Hey, that's new, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Just got it at the baby shower last night.
It's very pretty.
Thank you.
Baby shower? We can rig out that baby ourselves without any help from a bunch of twittering females.
Well, that's not the idea, Charlie. It's the sentiment of the thing.
You're so gone on that baby, you'll put up with anything.
Shows that much, huh?
I don't like to be a spoil sport, but aren't you a little young for the job?
I'm as old as everybody else in my class.
Well, that's a relief. But you ain't going to reach many voters putting up a sign in here.
I'm just hanging it up to dry.
Hey, have you seen Ernie? We're going to be late for school.
The candidate's right here.
the candidate?
When the kids in my homeroom found out I was going to be an uncle, they drafted me.
Now, there's a qualification that's been overlooked up till now.
That's weird, Ernie.
Yeah. No, it isn't. I happen to fit the ideal political image. Uncle Sam and Uncle Ernie.
Grandfather should have a shower of his own.
A grandfather shower?
Yeah, let's get the party going and give the man his present. Here's my steak.
Are you going directly to Mr. Douglas's office?
Certainly.
We are early for our appointment, sir.
So much the better.
Well, maybe Mr. Douglas has other things on his agenda.
I'm sure Mr. Douglas will agree that nothing is more important than the aircraft to defend our country.
Yes, sir. Hello,
Rattle. At least you'll have two diaper pins that won't get lost.
Well, yeah, we didn't want to give you anything impractical.
Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, this will come in handy, too.
Oh,
it's guaranteed to last all night.
Pull it up and take the week off.
Still very early, sir. We weren't due until
10:00.
Yes, sir. I thought we might utilize the time by an inspection of the plant.
It's not necessary. We have last week's report from the inspection team.
True, but sometimes a personal observation...
can be a waste of time, Major.
Yes, sir.
With all this equipment, I ought to be prepared for anything. Thanks very much.
Just one more thing.
Is this some kind of joke, Major?
I know, sir. It's the correct office according to the name on the door.
Now you're official.
General Stryker?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm Stephen Douglas.
Hello? Major Bowers.
Yes, Major. Well, I wasn't expecting you, General. I was expecting you, of course, but I mean not right now.
Obviously.
Won't you come into my office, General?
Mr. Douglas.
Hmm? Oh. Well, sit down, won't you, gentlemen?
I wouldn't want to interrupt anything important.
No. Please sit down. Of course, this isn't standard office procedure, General Stryker. It's a group of them just got together to give me a surprise baby shower because I'm about to become a grandfather for the first time.
A grandfather? When?
Well, not for a while yet.
I'm very pleased for you, Douglas.
Thank you.
As you know, we require a detailed drawing and specifications of the assembly.
Well, they're right here, sir. There you are.
Check the tolerance factor, Major.
Yes, sir.
I hope you're aware of what this baby is going to mean to you, Douglas.
Oh, I think I am, sir.
I doubt it. I'd like to see a preliminary drawing. It gives me a sense of being in on the ground floor. My grandson, William James Stryker II, he's named after me, of course, was born. I tell you, it was a sacred moment.
I'm sure it was, General. There you are.
I said to myself, this child will see and do things that I can't even dream of. Now, where's the mock-up of the assembly?
Oh, this appears to be it, sir, correct?
That's correct. You'll find our precision tooling can't be improved, General.
You'll forgive me, Douglas. I'll determine that for myself. Boy or a girl?
I beg your pardon?
Is the baby going to be a boy or a girl?
Oh, well, of course we don't know. I imagine it'll be one or the other.
You mean you can't tell? Hold this a minute, Major.
Yes, sir.
You actually can't tell? How does she walk?
Well, she tilts back a little.
Well, I'd like to see her. I think I could determine the sex of that child in very short order.
Oh, well, I hope you can meet her sometime, General.
Fine. Major, when we finish this preliminary work, we'll move out to the Douglas house.
Very good, sir.
Is that a 2 or a 5?
That's a 2, sir.
Now back the other way again. Doubt in my mind at all.
General, you can actually tell by the way she walks, huh?
Certainly. She walks exactly the way my daughter-in-law walked. You can expect a boy.
A boy?
You're not disappointed, are you?
Oh, no.
Of course not.
It's just that we've been thinking of it as a baby, not as a boy or a girl.
Well, you better get used to the idea. It's a boy.
General, I ran the assembly through the lab as you suggested. The tolerances are mil to specs.
You have somebody running for something.
Yes, my son Ernie is running for student council.
Tell him to use more yellow in his posters. The color yellow carries farther than any other color.
General, about the bracket assembly?
Yes, you had it tested. I know you told me. How many of these do you have made, Douglas?
A half dozen, sir.
Well, if you can spare one, I'd like to send it on to Washington.
By all means, sir.
You're going to send it to the Pentagon without a stress torque test, sir? The
Pentagon? Of course not. Sending it on to my boy's house. Douglas said he had spares. Little Billy will love it.
Think there's anything in what he says?
Who?
General Stryker. Think he can really tell what the baby will be?
I don't see how.
He sounded so positive.
Generals sound positive about everything. It goes with the rank.
Will it make any difference to you if it's a boy or a girl?
Of course not. Will it to you?
Well, don't be silly. The important thing is that he should be a healthy baby.
Hey, what's with the he stuff?
Well, he sounded so positive.
I know. Just don't throw away that list of girls' names.
I won't. He certainly seems to be an authority on babies.
Yeah, at least he never stops talking about them.
I get the feeling that our baby's interfering with Dad's sales campaign.
Oh, don't worry about it, hon. General Stryker's already invited Dad to go along with him on a field inspection tomorrow. He'll get his chance to talk business then. Good night.
That was a very interesting tour, General. I suppose we can get...
The thing you've got to be careful of is blankets.
Blankets?
Yes.
Yes, sir, I know.
You wrap up a brand new baby in too many blankets, first thing you know, he has a heat rash.
Well, now that I think of it, the first two boys weren't bothered, but we did have a little trouble with Chip.
I'll send you a tube of the ointment we used on Billy. Best on the market.
Well, that's very kind of you.
That's no trouble at all. Great for diaper rash.
Oh, you had trouble with diaper rash?
Yes, until we hit on the right formula. That's another thing I want to talk to you about. Sir? Have you checked on formulas?
Well, it seemed a little early for that.
That's where you can't be too careful.
No, I suppose you can't.
General Stryker.
Don't let them try to talk you into any of that pre-digested stuff. Confound it, Major, where are those plans?
Right on your desk, sir.
Well, why don't you tell me? Douglas, I'm going to have to leave you. I have this appointment with old General Benjamin.
Sir, you think we might be able to spend a few minutes talking about the bracket after your appointment?
Oh, I doubt it. General Benjamin never stops talking about his family. My niece is Linda and Susan. This is Steve Douglas.
Well, this is an unexpected pleasure.
And you know the Major?
Yeah.
Sit down, Steve.
Good to see you.
These are my brother's girls, Steve. If I don't get to see them every trip out here, they write nasty letters to the president.
Now, this is the overall picture.
We took the liberty of ordering for you, Uncle Will.
Fine.
And, Major, we remembered yours from the last time.
Thank you.
Mr. Douglas, what will you have?
Oh, I don't think it'll be right now.
Terribly sorry, sir.
Quite all right.
I'll get another. I don't think the papers have been harmed, sir.
Of course not, Major. We'll just consider them properly christened.
Now, you men go right ahead with your work. We'll sit here and pretend we're interested.
Would you like me to quote the installation figures, sir?
Well, I'm already familiar with the installation figures, Major. I don't always take those naps I say I'm taking. I understand the installation quote comes from a man in your employ by the name of Anderson.
Yes, he's a very good man.
Well, if you vouch for him, I don't think there's much else to discuss.
Oh, but there is, sir. Have you seen this?
I hope you realize, General, these are the total installation costs. There are no hidden charges.
Douglas, the minute I sized you up, I knew there was no question of hidden charges. I propose we drink a toast to Steve. Welcome to the ranks of grandfathers.
Oh.
I never would have believed it.
Oh, you're much too young.
Oh, thank you. Those are my first reactions, but I've gotten used to the idea.
To Steve.
Well, thank you. Now...
Sir, I've broken down the cost per unit. By eliminating the surcharge...
Good for you, Major. I broke them down this morning. Oh, Linda, Susan, I haven't shown you the latest pictures of Billy, have I?
Oh, no, you haven't. But he's grown a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Major.
Quite all right, sir. Just consider that my pants have been properly christened.
Listen, don't put the guy down just because he thinks he can read Katie's spine.
Uncle Charlie, he didn't read her spine. He just said that he could tell by the way she walked that the baby was going to be a boy.
Well, maybe he can. I knew a dame once in Singapore who could read the future by throwing hunks of liver at a wall.
I've got a feeling about that man. I don't think he misses a thing.
Sir, I believe you'll find a tensile strength of 1.087.
What'd you say, Major?
I believe a tensile strength of 1.087.
Don't you mean 0.087? Let's get our figures right, Major.
It's right here, sir. Sorry, sir. The gravy stink.
I already told Steve he's going to be a boy.
What makes you think so?
I don't think it. I know it.
Oh, come now, Uncle Will. Even the general doesn't know that.
Oh, it has nothing to do with rank. It's just a matter of trained observation. I've seen Katie walk.
You're talking about an old wives' tale.
Well, I suppose there must be some basis of fact for old wives' tales. Otherwise, how did they get started in the first place?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but...
All right. I'm going to prove it. Well, what did I tell you?
What do you think, Susan?
Well, that is just the way Ann Foster looked. She had a boy.
Yes, but she looked the same way when she had her little girl.
You girls just don't want to admit that I'm right.
Well, we can't go too far wrong, can we? I mean, it either has to be a boy or a girl. Well, I must say, I'd be happy either way.
I will, too.
Of course. Oh, Katie, I have a darling pattern for a little knit sack. But just...
Sir, make it blue.
Pink, and I'll make the booty.
Blue.
Pink.
I'm very fond of yellow for babies. All right, then it'll be yellow.
Okay, yellow. With a blue trim.
Sir. Sir.
Yes, I know, Major. Well, I let the time go by, and now the Major and I have to catch a plane back to Washington. Steve, it's been a real pleasure.
But,
Katie, I want your husband to send me a wire the minute your boy is born. Come along, girls. Drop you off on the way.
Good night, Katie.
Hold out, Major.
Thank you.
Yes. Good night. Major.
He certainly is sure of himself.
Yeah.
Now, if he's right about it being a boy, well... Is something wrong?
Oh, nothing that a nice new order for brackets wouldn't cure, Kate.
Oh, he left with that...
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Hi, Charlie. Well, how'd everything go today? Charlie?
Oh. Oh, Steve, I didn't know you were home.
Charlie, what's in the...
Oh. Now, what did you say?
I said, how did everything go today?
Loud. Gordon came over with his new Upside Down Butterflies album, and they played it nonstop all afternoon.
Oh, that's... that's pretty rough.
Yeah, but not as rough as you losing that Air Force order for them brackets. Robbie told me the General Stryker left without buying him.
Yeah, well, you can't win them all, Charlie.
Yeah, but we're not winning any. Ernie lost his election today, too.
Oh.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Ernie. I'm sorry about the election.
Well, I guess the best man won. If you can call a girl the best man.
Oh, a girl?
Yeah. A real dark horse. But she was an aunt when she was 6 years old.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to see it's not upsetting.
Heck no. I don't have to make an acceptance speech. My teacher says she's given me an A in art because of my posters.
Well, good for you. Hello. Yes, this is Stephen Douglas. General Stryker.
Steve, it suddenly struck me that I ran off and left you high and dry. Well, I want to set this straight right now.
Well, I'll admit I was a little on edge, General.
Yes. Well, the bracket won't do.
It won't do?
I was wrong, Steve. Billy didn't take to it at all. Preferred a blue rabbit.
General, we are talking about the assembly.
Very bad joke, I'm afraid, Steve. Actually, Billy did prefer a blue rabbit, which shows that he does know a good assembly when he sees it.
Well, then your people went over.
Of course. There's a letter on the way. Oh, Steve, tell Katie to walk fast when she moves. Sauntering never does anybody any good.
Well, that settles that. He got the order.
Well, how can you tell? All he's saying is
Well, look at him. That ain't no grouchy. That's a happy. You gotta learn to interpret your if you want to learn to read telephone conversations.
This Saturday night, experience Mr. Ed in Vertivision.
My little heart is pounding like a bongo drum.
Tune in for 10 hours of back-to-back back talk from TV Land's Talking Palomino.
You'll see.
This Saturday night, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, only in TV Land.